From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger has extended the state of emergency in Ferguson and the surrounding area for at least one more day. A spokesman for Stenger said yesterday that the decision was made after consulting with St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar. Protests were rowdy and at times violent Sunday and Monday on West Florissant Avenue in Ferguson, prompting Stenger to declare a state of emergency that put Belmar instead of Ferguson police in charge of security. Things have calmed down significantly over the past two nights, with much smaller crowds, no arrests, and few confrontations. The latest protests follow the one-year anniversary of Michael Brown's death. Brown was fatally shot by a Ferguson officer on August 9, 2014. A former spokeswoman for various causes backed by conservative donor Rex Sinkfield has been hired as the communications director for the Missouri Senate. Anne-Marie Moy said yesterday that her new Senate position is to start on August 24th. Moy worked last year on an unsuccessful Sinkfield finance ballot initiative that would have curbed tenure protections for public school teachers and linked their salaries to their job performance. She previously worked on Sinkfield-backed initiatives to cut income taxes, require public votes on earnings taxes in St. Louis and Kansas City, and end state oversight of the St. Louis police force. Moy has also worked for corporate clients and got her start in state politics on a 2008 initiative that raised taxes on casinos while abolishing a loss limit on gamblers. A Missouri Senate committee is threatening legal sanctions against a member of Governor Jay Nixon's cabinet after yesterday's hearings into the operations of Planned Parenthood in Missouri. Committee Chairman Kurt Schaefer asked Department of Health Director Gail Vasterling to disclose the name of the hospital that has a working agreement with Planned Parenthood's Columbia Clinic. Vasterling refused.
Why are you hiding the identity of the hospital that the law requires be disclosed? Why is that a confidential and somehow privileged information?
I'm not hiding the name of the facility. I'm attempting to comply with a state statute that talks about what are closed records.
Schaefer says if Vasterling does not provide the identity of the hospital by August 21st, he'll push to have her held in contempt, which he also says could result in her being jailed. The committee was formed in the wake of the new reports accusing Planned Parenthood of selling the remains of aborted fetuses to research companies. The Missouri State Fair has started its 11-day run in Sedalia. The event kicked off yesterday with a parade among the festivities. The fair runs through August 23rd. It features the standard fair attractions, lots of livestock, carnival-styled rides, concerts, shows, and of course, food. There also will be modern twists, including a robotics competition. The Missouri Department of Agriculture used the fair's opening day to announce a new agricultural stewardship program. Farmers and ranchers can receive verifications that they are using sustainable practices. The state verifications are designed to help producers gain access to new markets. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.